Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I'm Zach.
And we are back. It is a very overcast Sunday for us.
It is. We've gotten a lot of rain in the past couple of days. Much needed rain, although it did royally fuck up some of my outdoor plans yesterday.
Yeah, you're supposed to build a foundation for this new shed that you and your family just bought.
Yeah, but I figured pouring concrete when we were getting torrential downpours probably not a good idea.
No.
So
I'm not a
material scientist.
Yeah, I'm not in construction at all, but I can tell you that doing concrete work in the rain is probably not the best.
Yep. So we will pick it up another weekend.
And that's it for your Atlanta weather report.
It's raining.
We are here on this Monday episode, or whatever day it is that you're listening, to talk about minute 45 through 46 of Dune Part 2. We had a good week last week with David from the Lorehounds.
Oh, yes. Yeah, great conversation. And we're picking right back up after with Paul and Chani.
Chal.
Thank you. On the Dune, where we left them at the end of last week. And John, I'm going to introduce something for the first couple episodes this week.
Okay.
I have in my pocket here, and you can actually see it. I'm going to take it out. This is my kissometer.
And okay.
Right now, it's sitting at about a 20% chance of kiss.
I would say it's definitely like a 45 to 50% chance of kiss right now.
Okay. Well, I'm saying this is what it's reading. Maybe it's not been calibrated correctly.
Yeah.
But, I feel like we're going to see it go up and down over the course of this conversation.
Okay.
So I'm just going to do periodic check-ins on the kissometer.
All righty.
Or kissometer, if you want to call it.
The kissometer?
That. Yeah.
But it's kiss hyphen O hyphen.
Absolutely. Meter. Yeah. In like a 1950s style packaging.
Yeah. It's just a giant red needle on a white back dial. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's right.
Perfect. Is there a heart at the end of the needle?
Of course there is. You're looking at it, man.
Well, you know, I need to paint a picture for all the listeners.
All right. So yeah, I'm saying about 20% right now because we were talking about just some weather on Caladan, really.
Not unlike Atlanta, where it can sometimes rain for weeks.
That's true. So Chani asked Paul about his home and if water really falls from the sky. Now, I did not have a lot of time to do proper research this week on a couple things, and I apologize about that. But
God, you're letting everyone down.
Yep, sorry. Is this a callback to something Jessica says in the movie or Jessica says in the books? I can't. That's the part that I'm getting confused about.
Jessica?
Yep.
Definitely the books.
Okay.
Because Jessica doesn't talk about the weather at all in Dune Part 1.
I feel like there is either Jessica or Paul or someone that this is something that is being kind of called back to where they say, and the moment that it comes to mind is the when they first meet the Fremen in the cave before the Jaema, the canyon, excuse me, before the Jaemus fight. I think they say something about rain or water falling from the sky or something like that.
That is entirely the book.
Okay, cool.
Because all that we have in the movie is Shai-Hulud chasing Paul and Jessica across the desert after Paul decides to thump on drum sand and then check to make sure it's drum sand by thumping on it several times more.
Yeah. You gotta be sure.
And then they make it to the rocky outcrop and they're looking up at Shai-Hulud and then they turn around and they walk up into the canyon. And then, surprise, there's a Fremen man just standing right behind them.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So Chani was obviously a part of that group. In the books, I believe Jessica or Paul, says something about this. And now she's asking, is that really true? Does water fall from the sky? And Paul does a kind of an analogy of, you know, a very simple, easy, correct analogy of the oceans being like the desert on Arrakis, just covering everything.
Talks about the castle standing high on the cliffs above the sea. And that if you dive into the water, you can't reach the bottom. And the concept of diving is completely foreign to Chani.
Which I call bullshit on. Okay, so she doesn't know what a dive is. Even with like, if you remove the context of
diving into... We watched her dive over the top of a dune minutes ago.
I know, exactly. So it's like, even if you take the context of like diving into water... Just the concept of a dive. She doesn't know what that is. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. This is I get it. Like she has no context for a body of water this big. Well, even that is not entirely true. She knows what a large body of water looks like. She's seen the pool.
Yeah, she's seen the Cistern of Souls.
Yeah, exactly. I get that they don't swim in it. So maybe it's like that hyper-specific context of diving as it relates to swimming.
The concept of swimming as a whole is just completely foreign to them, even though they understand that you can exist in a giant body of water.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This one strained credulity to me a little bit. Dive? Come on, you're smarter than that.
Yes, it's called swimming.
So Chani calls him Usul, and Paul kind of chuckles at that. And he asks her what her secret name is. And she says, Sihaya. So Paul asked, what does that mean? And she says, it means desert spring.
And Paul, in his, I want to increase the kissometer, the kissometer, as yes. it were, goes, desert spring, I love it. And yeah. Chani immediately is like, I fucking hate it.
Yeah. Opposite effect, you know. Slide whistle down sound here. yeah, Paul's like, oh, I like that name. That's a cute name. And then Chani comes back. I hate it.
It's from some stupid prophecy. I prefer Chani.
Which and is, then, yeah, she sets her Chekhov's gun down on the sand beside them with this line of...
We never touch that again.
Yeah, exactly. and then Paul does a master stroke of recovery here. By saying, okay, I won't call you that.
I prefer Chani too.
Yes. He says, I prefer Chani too. So the kissometer rises to 40%. Good line, good recovery. And because he gets a smile. He gets a little smile from Chani. And that's where we end.
That's our minute, yeah.
That is the minute. I think we're getting some strings in the background here. They're kind of just starting.
No, it's all still continuing because remember, A Time of Silence Between Storms started last week.
Okay.
And it has still been playing throughout all of this.
Whew. Okay. So we get romantic music. In the background of this, we get a smile. Paul's looking good in terms of, you know, he's going to get a kiss. I think he's going to get a kiss here pretty soon. Man.
I don't want romance in my Dune movie. I want worms.
All worms, all the time.
If Shai Hulud doesn't get a kiss, I'm going to riot.
You would kiss a Shai Hulud.
You wouldn't?
Not on the lips, dude. You seen those things? Look, chapped as fuck. Desert is dry, my guy.
Kiss some Burt's Bees. Not sponsored.
Okay, well, we're clearly stretching for time. Yep. I don't have any book notes. This doesn't really happen. The romance that we get from Chani and Paul happens mid-orgy in the books.
Orgy.
So, yeah, this is, I think, a much better telling of their romantic beginnings.
That's fair. Yeah, for a PG-13 movie.
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing I have from Art and Soul is just a reminder that all of these wide desert shots were done in the UAE. And because it's hot as fuck in the desert, they did all of their shooting either right before dawn or right after dusk. And that's it. That's Art and Soul for the week. Everything else
for the week.
Everything else we've already talked about. But, you know, we can go back and do a little reminder.
All right, cool. Well, let's get back tomorrow. We are on socials. We are on blueskydoneminute.com. We have an email address, doneminute@gmail.com. Please send some stuff our way if you'd like it. If you don't, that's fine. And we will be back tomorrow with another episode of the Dune Minute Podcast.
We'll see you later.
See ya.